The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin is one of the most influential books ever written. Published in 1859, it is considered the foundation of evolutionary biology. In it, Darwin proposed the theory of natural selection, which states that species evolve over time through the process of adaptation to their environment. He argued that species are not immutable, but rather are constantly changing and adapting to their environment. He also argued that the process of natural selection is the primary mechanism by which species evolve. Darwin's theory of natural selection was based on his observations of the diversity of life on Earth. He noted that species vary in their characteristics, and that some of these variations are beneficial and help the species survive in its environment. He argued that these beneficial variations are passed on to the next generation, while those that are not beneficial are eliminated. Over time, this process of natural selection leads to the evolution of new species. Darwin also discussed the implications of his theory for humanity. He argued that humans are part of the same evolutionary process as other species, and that we are not separate from nature. He also argued that humans have the power to shape their own destiny, and that we should use this power responsibly. The Origin of Species is one of the most important books ever written, and its influence can still be felt today. It has shaped the way we think about the natural world, and has helped us to understand the process of evolution. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of science and the development of evolutionary theory. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Natural selection. The process of natural selection is the mechanism by which species evolve over time. It is based on the idea that individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. Natural selection is the process by which species evolve over time. It is based on the idea that individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. This process is driven by the environment, which selects for traits that are beneficial in a given environment. For example, in a cold environment, animals with thicker fur may be more likely to survive and reproduce than those with thinner fur. Over time, this selection process can lead to the emergence of new species, as well as the extinction of existing species. Charles Darwin proposed the idea of natural selection in his book The Origin of Species. He argued that species evolve through a process of variation and selection, where advantageous traits are passed on to future generations. He also suggested that this process could explain the diversity of life on Earth, as well as the extinction of certain species. Darwin's theory of natural selection has since been widely accepted as the primary mechanism of evolution. Natural selection is an ongoing process that continues to shape the evolution of species. It is a powerful force that has been responsible for the emergence of new species, as well as the extinction of existing species. As the environment changes, so too does the selection process, leading to the emergence of new traits and species. Natural selection is an important part of the evolutionary process, and it is essential for understanding the diversity of life on Earth. Main idea number 2. Variation. Variation among individuals within a species is essential for natural selection to occur. Variation is caused by both genetic and environmental factors, and it is the basis for the development of new species. Variation among individuals within a species is essential for natural selection to occur. Variation is caused by both genetic and environmental factors, and it is the basis for the development of new species. Without variation, natural selection would not be able to act upon a species, and the species would remain unchanged. Variation is the key to evolution, as it allows for the selection of traits that are beneficial to the species. Charles Darwin proposed that variation is the result of a combination of both genetic and environmental factors. He suggested that genetic variation is caused by the random mutation of genes, while environmental variation is caused by the different conditions that organisms experience in their environment. Darwin also proposed that natural selection acts upon the variation that exists within a species, selecting for traits that are beneficial to the species. This process of natural selection is what drives the evolution of species over time. Variation is the foundation of evolution, and it is essential for species to adapt and survive in changing environments. Without variation, species would remain unchanged and unable to adapt to their environment. Therefore, variation is an essential part of the evolutionary process, and it is the basis for the development of new species. Main idea number 3. Struggle for existence. The struggle for existence is the competition between individuals of a species for resources. This competition is the driving force behind natural selection, as those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. The struggle for existence is a fundamental concept in evolutionary biology. It is the competition between individuals of a species for resources, such as food, shelter, and mates. This competition is the driving force behind natural selection, as those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This concept was first proposed by Charles Darwin in his book The Origin of Species, where he argued that the process of natural selection was driven by the competition between individuals for resources. The struggle for existence is a key factor in the evolution of species. It is the competition between individuals of a species for resources, such as food, shelter, and mates. This competition is the driving force behind natural selection, as those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This concept was first proposed by Charles Darwin in his book The Origin of Species, where he argued that the process of natural selection was driven by the competition between individuals for resources. The struggle for existence is an important concept in evolutionary biology. It is the competition between individuals of a species for resources, such as food, shelter, and mates. This competition is the driving force behind natural selection, as those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This concept was first proposed by Charles Darwin in his book The Origin of Species, where he argued that the process of natural selection was driven by the competition between individuals for resources. The struggle for existence is a powerful concept in evolutionary biology. It is the competition between individuals of a species for resources, such as food, shelter, and mates. This competition is the driving force behind natural selection, as those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This concept was first proposed by Charles Darwin in his book The Origin of Species, where he argued that the process of natural selection was driven by the competition between individuals for resources. Main idea number 4. Survival of the fittest. The phrase survival of the fittest is used to describe the process of natural selection. It is based on the idea that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. The phrase survival of the fittest was first coined by Herbert Spencer in his Principles of Biology in 1864. It is based on the idea that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. This process is known as natural selection, and it is the driving force behind evolution. Charles Darwin was the first to explain the concept of natural selection in his book The Origin of Species, published in 1859. He argued that species evolve over time as a result of the competition between individuals for resources. Those individuals with traits that give them an advantage in the competition are more likely to survive and reproduce, while those with less advantageous traits are less likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, the advantageous traits become more common in the population, while the less advantageous traits become less common. This process of natural selection is what drives the evolution of species. The phrase survival of the fittest is often used to describe the process of natural selection, but it is important to note that it does not mean that only the strongest individuals will survive. Instead, it means that those individuals with traits that give them an advantage in the competition for resources are more likely to survive and reproduce. This could mean that they are physically stronger, but it could also mean that they are better adapted to their environment, or that they have better social skills. In other words, it is not necessarily the strongest individuals that will survive, but rather those with the most advantageous traits. Main idea number 5. Descent with modification. Descent with modification is the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. This process is based on the idea that individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. Descent with modification is the cornerstone of evolutionary theory. It states that all species have descended from a common ancestor, and that over time, these species have changed and adapted to their environment. This process of change is driven by natural selection, which is the process by which individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. This process of natural selection is the primary mechanism by which species evolve over time. Charles Darwin was the first to propose the idea of descent with modification in his book The Origin of Species. In it, he argued that species are not immutable, but rather, they are constantly changing and adapting to their environment. He also argued that this process of change is driven by natural selection, which is the process by which individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. This process of natural selection is the primary mechanism by which species evolve over time. Descent with modification is an important concept in evolutionary theory, as it explains how species change over time. It is also an important concept in biology, as it helps us understand how species interact with their environment and how they adapt to changing conditions. By understanding this process, we can better understand the diversity of life on Earth and how species have evolved over time. Main idea number 6. Artificial selection. Artificial selection is the process of selectively breeding individuals with desirable traits. This process is similar to natural selection, but it is done by humans rather than by nature. Artificial selection is a process by which humans select and breed animals and plants with desirable traits. This process is similar to natural selection, but it is done by humans rather than by nature. Artificial selection has been used for centuries to create new varieties of plants and animals that are better suited to human needs. For example, farmers have used artificial selection to create breeds of cows that produce more milk, or breeds of chickens that lay more eggs. Artificial selection has also been used to create new varieties of flowers and fruits with more desirable colors and shapes. Charles Darwin was one of the first to recognize the power of artificial selection. In his book The Origin of Species, he argued that artificial selection could be used to create new varieties of plants and animals that were better adapted to their environment. He also suggested that the same process could be used to explain the evolution of species in nature. Darwin's ideas about artificial selection have been used to create new varieties of plants and animals that are better suited to human needs. Today, artificial selection is still used to create new varieties of plants and animals. It is also used in genetic engineering, where scientists use genetic manipulation to create new varieties of organisms with desirable traits. Artificial selection has been used to create new varieties of crops that are more resistant to disease, or to create new varieties of animals that are better suited to their environment. Main idea number 7. Common descent. Common descent is the idea that all species are descended from a common ancestor. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. Common descent is the idea that all species are descended from a common ancestor. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. Natural selection is the process by which organisms that are better adapted to their environment are more likely to survive and reproduce, while those that are less adapted are less likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this process leads to the emergence of new species that are better adapted to their environment than their ancestors. This process of evolution is driven by the accumulation of small changes over many generations. Charles Darwin proposed the idea of common descent in his book The Origin of Species. He argued that all species are related to each other through a common ancestor, and that this common ancestor was the source of all the diversity of life on Earth. He also argued that natural selection was the mechanism by which species evolved over time. Darwin's theory of evolution by natural selection has since been accepted by the scientific community as the best explanation for the diversity of life on Earth. Main idea number 8. Transmutation of species. Transmutation of species is the idea that species can change over time, leading to the development of new species. This is based on the idea that individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. Transmutation of species is the idea that species can change over time, leading to the development of new species. This is based on the idea that individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. This process of natural selection is the driving force behind the evolution of species, as those with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, while those with less advantageous traits are less likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this leads to the development of new species, as the advantageous traits become more common in the population. Charles Darwin proposed this idea in his book The Origin of Species, which was published in 1859. In it, he argued that species are not fixed, but rather can change over time due to the process of natural selection. He argued that this process is the driving force behind the evolution of species, as those with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, while those with less advantageous traits are less likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this leads to the development of new species, as the advantageous traits become more common in the population. Main idea number 9. Geographical distribution. Geographical distribution is the idea that species are distributed across different geographical regions. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. Geographical distribution is an important concept in evolutionary biology. It is the idea that species are distributed across different geographical regions due to the process of natural selection. This process occurs when certain individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. As a result, these individuals will pass on their advantageous traits to their offspring, leading to the evolution of a species over time. Charles Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, was one of the first to discuss the concept of geographical distribution. In it, he argued that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. This idea has since been widely accepted and is now a cornerstone of evolutionary biology. Geographical distribution is an important concept to consider when studying the evolution of species. It helps us to understand how species have adapted to different environments and how they have evolved over time. It also helps us to understand why certain species are found in certain regions and why some species are more successful than others. Main idea number 10. Extinction. Extinction is the process by which species become extinct. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Extinction is the process by which species become extinct. This process is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. In this process, those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, while those with less advantageous traits are less likely to survive and reproduce. This process of natural selection is the driving force behind the evolution of species, and it is also the cause of extinction. When a species is unable to adapt to its changing environment, it is unable to survive and eventually becomes extinct. This process of extinction has been occurring since the beginning of life on Earth, and it is an important part of the natural cycle of life. Charles Darwin's book The Origin of Species was one of the first to discuss the idea of extinction. In it, he argued that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. He also argued that extinction is a natural part of the evolutionary process, and that it is necessary for species to adapt to their changing environment. This idea of extinction has been accepted by the scientific community, and it is now widely accepted as a part of the natural cycle of life. Main idea number 11. Fossil record. The fossil record is the evidence of past life forms that have been preserved in the fossil record. This evidence is used to support the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. The fossil record is an invaluable source of evidence for understanding the history of life on Earth. It provides a window into the past, allowing us to observe the evolution of species over time. By studying the fossil record, we can learn about the diversity of life forms that have existed in the past, and how they have changed over time. We can also gain insight into the processes of natural selection and adaptation that have shaped the evolution of life on Earth. Charles Darwin's seminal work, The Origin of Species, was based largely on the evidence provided by the fossil record. He argued that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, in which those organisms best adapted to their environment are more likely to survive and reproduce. This process leads to the formation of new species, as well as the extinction of existing ones. The fossil record provides evidence of this process, showing how species have changed over time and how new species have emerged. The fossil record is an invaluable source of evidence for understanding the history of life on Earth. It provides a window into the past, allowing us to observe the evolution of species over time. By studying the fossil record, we can gain insight into the processes of natural selection and adaptation that have shaped the evolution of life on Earth, and gain a better understanding of the history of life on our planet. Main idea number 12. Homology. Homology is the similarity between different species that is due to common ancestry. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Homology is the concept that different species share similarities due to common ancestry. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Charles Darwin, in his book The Origin of Species, proposed that all species of life have descended over time from common ancestors, and that these similarities are due to the process of evolution. He argued that the more closely related two species are, the more likely they are to share similar traits. This concept of homology has been used to explain the similarities between species, and to provide evidence for the theory of evolution. Homology can be seen in many different aspects of life, from physical features to behavior. For example, the wings of a bat and the wings of a bird are both used for flight, but they have different structures. This is because they evolved from different ancestors, but they still share the same basic function. Similarly, the behavior of different species can be compared to see how they are related. For example, chimpanzees and humans both use tools, but chimpanzees use them in a more primitive way than humans do. This is because humans evolved from a common ancestor with chimpanzees, and so they share some of the same behaviors. Homology is an important concept in evolutionary biology, as it provides evidence for the theory of evolution. It also helps us to understand the relationships between different species, and how they have evolved over time. By studying homology, we can gain insight into the history of life on Earth, and how different species have adapted to their environments. Main idea number 13. Adaptation. Adaptation is the process by which species become adapted to their environment. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. Adaptation is the process by which species become adapted to their environment. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. Natural selection is the process by which certain traits become more common in a population over time, as those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. This process of adaptation is what allows species to survive in changing environments, as they are able to adapt to new conditions and thrive. Charles Darwin's book The Origin of Species was one of the first to explain the concept of natural selection and adaptation. In it, he argued that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. This idea of adaptation has been widely accepted by the scientific community, and is now seen as one of the main mechanisms of evolution. Adaptation is an ongoing process, and species are constantly evolving in response to their environment. This process of adaptation is essential for species to survive in changing environments, as they are able to adapt to new conditions and thrive. As such, adaptation is an important part of the evolutionary process, and is essential for species to survive and thrive in different environments. Main idea number 14. Mutation. Mutation is the process by which genetic variation is introduced into a species. This is based on the idea that variation among individuals within a species is essential for natural selection to occur. Mutation is a fundamental process in the evolution of species. It is the process by which genetic variation is introduced into a species, allowing for natural selection to occur. Without mutation, species would remain static and unable to adapt to changing environments. Charles Darwin proposed the idea of mutation in his book The Origin of Species. He argued that variation among individuals within a species is essential for natural selection to occur. He suggested that mutation was the source of this variation, and that it was the driving force behind the evolution of species. Mutation is a random process, and the effects of mutation can be beneficial, neutral, or deleterious. Beneficial mutations can give an organism an advantage in its environment, allowing it to survive and reproduce more successfully. Neutral mutations have no effect on the organism, while deleterious mutations can reduce the organism's fitness. Mutation is an important part of the evolutionary process, and it is essential for species to be able to adapt to changing environments. Without mutation, species would remain static and unable to evolve. Main idea number 15. Sexual selection. Sexual selection is the process by which individuals of a species compete for mates. This is based on the idea that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. Sexual selection is a powerful evolutionary force that shapes the behavior and physical characteristics of a species. It is based on the idea that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing on their traits to their offspring. This process of natural selection is driven by competition between members of the same species for mates. Individuals with traits that make them more attractive to potential mates are more likely to be successful in this competition, and thus their traits are more likely to be passed on to future generations. Charles Darwin was the first to propose the idea of sexual selection in his book The Origin of Species. He argued that the process of natural selection could be further enhanced by the competition between members of the same species for mates. He suggested that those individuals with advantageous traits, such as bright colors or elaborate courtship displays, were more likely to be successful in this competition and thus their traits were more likely to be passed on to future generations. Since Darwin's time, the concept of sexual selection has been further developed and studied. It is now known that sexual selection can have a profound effect on the evolution of a species, leading to the development of new traits and behaviors. It is also known that sexual selection can be a powerful force in the development of species-specific behaviors, such as courtship displays and mating rituals. Main idea number 16. Coevolution. Coevolution is the process by which two species evolve in response to each other. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Coevolution is a process in which two species interact and evolve in response to each other. This process is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. Those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, and this is what drives the evolution of species. As two species interact, they can both influence each other's evolution. For example, if one species develops a trait that gives it an advantage over the other species may develop a counter-trait to counteract the advantage. This can lead to a cycle of evolution in which both species are constantly adapting to each other. Charles Darwin was one of the first to recognize the importance of coevolution in his book The Origin of Species. He argued that species evolve in response to their environment, and that this process is driven by natural selection. He also suggested that species can influence each other's evolution, and that this can lead to a cycle of adaptation and change. This idea has since been supported by numerous studies, and it is now accepted as a key part of evolutionary theory. Main idea number 17. Speciation. Speciation is the process by which new species are formed. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Speciation is the process by which new species are formed. This process is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection. According to this theory, those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, and thus pass on their advantageous traits to their offspring. This process of natural selection leads to the formation of new species, as the advantageous traits become more and more pronounced over time. Charles Darwin's book The Origin of Species outlines this process in detail and provides evidence for the theory of evolution. Speciation is an ongoing process, and new species are constantly being formed. This process is driven by the environment, as different environmental conditions can lead to the emergence of new species. For example, if a population of animals is separated by a physical barrier, such as a mountain range, they may become isolated from one another and begin to evolve in different directions. Over time, these two populations may become so different that they can no longer interbreed, and thus become two distinct species. Speciation is an important part of the evolutionary process, and it is responsible for the incredible diversity of life on Earth. Without speciation, the world would be a much less interesting place, and the variety of life forms we see today would not exist. Main idea number 18. Dispersal. Dispersal is the process by which species spread to new areas. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce in different environments. Dispersal is an essential part of the evolutionary process. It allows species to spread to new areas, where they can adapt to different environmental conditions and take advantage of new resources. This process of natural selection ensures that only the fittest individuals survive and reproduce, allowing them to pass on their advantageous traits to future generations. As species disperse, they can also come into contact with other species, leading to the formation of new species through hybridization or other forms of interbreeding. This process of speciation is essential for the continued evolution of life on Earth. Dispersal is also important for maintaining genetic diversity within a species. As individuals move to new areas, they bring with them different genetic traits, which can be beneficial in the new environment. This helps to ensure that the species as a whole is better adapted to changing conditions and can survive in a variety of different habitats. By allowing species to disperse, we can ensure that they remain healthy and viable in the long term. Main idea number 19. Hybridization. Hybridization is the process by which two species interbreed, leading to the formation of a new species. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Hybridization is a process that has been occurring since the dawn of life on Earth. It is the result of two species coming together and exchanging genetic material, leading to the formation of a new species. This process is driven by natural selection, which favors those individuals with advantageous traits. As a result, hybridization can lead to the emergence of new species that are better adapted to their environment than their parent species. Hybridization can also lead to the emergence of new traits, such as increased disease resistance or improved fertility. Hybridization can also be used to create new varieties of plants and animals, which can be used for agricultural or medical purposes. Hybridization is an important part of evolutionary biology, as it allows for the emergence of new species and traits. It is also an important tool for scientists, as it can be used to create new varieties of plants and animals. Hybridization can also be used to create new varieties of plants and animals that are better adapted to their environment than their parent species. Hybridization can also be used to create new varieties of plants and animals that are more resistant to disease or more fertile. Main idea number 20. Coadaptation. Coadaptation is the process by which two species evolve in response to each other, leading to the formation of a new species. This is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. Coadaptation is a process of evolution in which two species interact and evolve in response to each other. This process is based on the idea that species evolve over time through the process of natural selection, and that those individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. As a result, the two species become increasingly adapted to each other, leading to the formation of a new species. This process was first described by Charles Darwin in his book The Origin of Species, in which he argued that species evolve through the process of natural selection. In coadaptation, the two species interact in such a way that they both benefit from the relationship. For example, one species may provide food for the other, or one species may provide protection from predators. As the two species interact, they become increasingly adapted to each other, leading to the formation of a new species. This process is an example of how species can evolve in response to their environment, and how they can form new species through the process of natural selection. Coadaptation is an important process in the evolution of species, as it allows for the formation of new species that are better adapted to their environment. This process is also important for understanding how species interact with each other, and how they can form new species through the process of natural selection. By understanding this process, we can better understand the evolution of species and the interactions between them.